early ballots will be mailed out tomorrow. And as we continue getting closer to Arizona's August primary elections, we are inviting in the candidates running in contested races to talk about why they're running and some of the key issues in their contests.
You know, it's been 24 years since Arizona has had an educator at the helm of the Department of Education.
I am a proud American Muslim woman.
That although our election system is the greatest in the world, it is still far from perfect.
We need more options for our young people, more counselors, more social workers.
Common Core's been repealed by the State Board of Ed, and now we have new standards.
And we know what's possible if we keep moving forward.
The current shortcomings of the office have left our system vulnerable to cyber attacks.
We're gonna fly, fight, and win on Election Day with your help.
Today, Tiffany Shedd. She's running in the three-way Republican primary in the 1st Congressional District against Wendy Rogers and Steve Smith. The winner will face the incumbent Democrat Tom O'Halloran in November. Shedd has a background in education, farming, and law. The show's Mark Brody spoke with her a few days ago and started their conversation by asking why she thinks she's the best candidate to be her party's nominee in the general election.
I think that I'm the best candidate because I am the candidate that's lived in the district basically my whole life since I was seven, grew up in the district, and my background, I have a law degree from U of A and have practiced a lot in water, natural resources, and I think that what I bring to the table is not just great conservative Republican credentials, but I know how to deal with the local federal issues that are a huge part of CD1.
On your website, you talk a lot about how one of the reasons that you decided to run was because of stuff going on in Washington, D.C. that's affecting folks like yourself in rural parts of the state. How significant has that been for you in your own life, and what kinds of changes would you like to see going to Washington based on what you've seen in the rural parts of Arizona?
Well, you know, our background, I also am a fourth-generation farmer, and also being an attorney, and what we've seen is overregulation that does not work, that prevents good solutions, people from building businesses, everything from when the federal government steps in on water management to forest health. It prevents local stakeholders from coming up with solutions that actually work for Arizona. We are a little bit different than the forests and of back east in the desert, and I think that, you know, just became frustrated that over the last 8 years, especially, and 20 years even, the cost of business is going up, our little towns are drying up, and most of it, I think a lot of it, is to do with regulation that causes problems and doesn't solve them and is completely not based on sound science or based on anything relative to Arizona.
Have you found that there are areas, or do you think that there are some areas in which the federal government does need to be involved in issues relative to Arizona and maybe specifically rural Arizona?
Yes, absolutely. I think that, you know, as long as it's constitutional and as long as it is actually solving a problem, then that's fine. But we're seeing down on the border, you know, we hear a lot about, you know, securing the border and the wall. But it was just down on the border on John Ladd's ranch. We have this amazing 18-foot fence up there that looks impenetrable, but all the storm gates are open and unwatched for the next, you know, 3 months. This is the kind of thing where I'm saying, like, the government has spent $52 million just on his ranch, and we've got open gates and things that don't work. So I think a lot of it is just educating people on the East Coast how different we are.
So you mentioned the border, and I want to ask you about border security, because that's obviously been a big issue recently, along with illegal immigration and some of the policies coming out of Washington, D.C. and the Trump administration. I'm curious what you would like to see on the border specifically as far as either more manpower, boots on the ground, more technology, things like that to try to deal with illegal immigration?
Well, I think we need all of the above. You know, what my biggest fear is we'll say build the wall, we'll build the wall, we'll check the box, and we'll still have an insecure border. And I think that, you know, some places the wall works, some places because of geography it doesn't. I do know that Border Patrol is losing agents and they're not being refilled because of a 2-year waiting period before you even get to go to the academy. We need to streamline that people who are qualified, like veterans and whatnot, can get in there and fill those posts. You know, the biggest thing about securing the border is without a secure border, we are fueling one of the largest drug and human trafficking rings, cartels that we've ever seen. It's destroying Mexico. It's destroying the United States. And in 50 years, if we don't secure the border, we could have a Somalia on our border. Or in 50 years, if we secure the border so we can have open trade, so we can have, you know, Mexico's government come back to a state that's not run by cartels, we could have a partner in North America that makes our region one of the strongest in the world.
On the issue of trade, I'm wondering what you think about the president's plan to renegotiate or potentially just scrap NAFTA and sort of how that plays into the larger issue of trade. Obviously, we've been hearing a lot about tariffs and other countries potentially retaliating against the U.S. How do you feel about sort of where the country is on trade right now?
Well, I think that, you know, it's very important that we have trade that works for America. And I'm very pro-trade, being from farming and being from Arizona. And, you know, NAFTA does have some parts that really could be renegotiated. And I do know that President Trump, he's one of the few presidents that's ever sent out the Secretary of Agriculture. And he full well has reached out to agriculture to make sure that we understand, that he understands that trade is everything to American agriculture. We produce more than our country needs. It's part of our national security. It's part of our food security. And it also is one of the U.S.'s biggest negotiating tools for negotiating with foreign governments because we have food. I think it saves us a lot of military spending over the course of time.
One of the other issues that you talk about quite a bit on your website, you've talked about in some of your position papers, is the Second Amendment and your support for gun rights. And that is another issue that has sort of come up, and a lot of people are talking about various proposals, especially after some of the big shootings over the last, let's say, 12 months or so. I'm wondering if there are any changes to current gun laws that you would like to see that, as a member of Congress, you would advocate for.
Well, first of all, let me just give you my background. I am a shooting coach, and I run one of the largest shooting programs for youth in the state. We own a shooting range, and my daughter just took 6th in the world in light rifle. So to say I'm a little bit pro-Second Amendment would be an understatement. You know, it seems to me that we are creating, with gun-free zones, a place where people feel that with impunity, they know that no one is going to fight back. I also think that we need to, in a lot of ways, banning guns is ignoring the real social problems we have because, you know, if you're bent on doing harm, you can do that with a car, you can do it with a knife, you can do it with a bomb. And I think that, you know, there's something in our society, in the way we're raising our children now, that they are, you know, I don't know if it's video games, I don't know exactly what it is, but we didn't have the problem with guns before. And so I think it's a red herring on the gun issue. We do have a Second Amendment. And, you know, of course, I'd love to be able to see our schools have more mental health funding and also just maybe research into seeing what's the difference now.
Well, on the research issue, I mean, the CDC used to do that kind of research until Congress basically told it that it could not. Would you support a measure to allow the CDC to restart looking at the public health risks and some of the other issues associated with gun violence?
Well, I don't think that they're necessarily associated with gun violence. I think they're associated with violence. And I think that when we frame the issue that it's gun violence and not that, let's be honest, anything can be a weapon. It's the mental state or the heart of the person doing it. And that's what I think the CDC, if they do have a research position, would be doing that.
All right. That's Tiffany Shedd running in the GOP primary in the 1st Congressional District. Tiffany, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you for having me.